If there's one thing that we all know about me, it's that I'm constantly fixating on my health.
We know, baby. We know.
It's like I'm always trying a new thing. I'm trying a new diet, a new workout, a new gadget. Just trying to find out what really works and what's fact versus fiction.
Yeah, and I'm constantly researching, usually for Taryn to look up some new illness or ailment and try to calm her down. But also, since being in my 30s, I'm really focused on getting my health in tip-top shape, realizing how I eat and how I move is going to affect me, not just right now, but 10, 20 years down the road. And with us wanting to have a baby this year, health is just more important than ever to us. So all of this research has finally led to something good. Let us introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week.
And you don't have to take our word for it. Avid podcast fan Stephanie left an Apple review that says, "The Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast is a life-changing, science-based, myth-busting podcast that's a must-listen for anyone who eats food and wants to understand how it affects their body."
If you're ready to join millions of others like Stephanie transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Staying Up with Cammie and Taryn. I'm Cammie.
And I'm Taryn. And every night me and my wife get to have a sleepover, but every week we invite you to join us. Thanks for staying up.
Thanks for staying up and happy new year.
Wow, we are staying up. Like, I'm feeling up.
You're feeling up up?
I'm feeling up up.
Throwing your back out.
Okay, you guys.
Listen, I had to go through it like a month ago.
No, I do think we shared that here.
I know we did.
I know.
And now you're doing it.
And it's not even like it's happening in a sexy way.
Who's throwing their back out sexily?
Don't people say that like, oh, she threw my back out.
Blew her back out.
Dude, that's crazy. Like, but that's butt stuff?
No.
What is blew her back out?
Like, you just have such intense rough sex like that you're like blowing your back out.
How does that blow your back out?
You're right. It's weird. It's a weird saying.
I'm feeling like it's an anal thing.
It's not.
Like, she fucking blew her back out.
I'm going to get grossed out. We got to stop.
All right. Well, wow.
And the way you came at it.
Well, it's an intense thing. Hello, peepees. We're back.
We missed y'all.
We missed y'all so much.
We decided last week for sure to take the week and just enjoy the holidays. But then I got a little stir crazy. I was like, I want to get back to the pod.
We have like a running list of all the things that we want to catch y'all up
on. So many things. And we're very Christmassy still. We didn't plan this, but Taryn's in a green hoodie. I'm in a red sweater. We're just keeping the holiday party rolling.
Wait, this is perfect.
Why?
Because a peepee reached out to us. This is a one-time thing, I'm going to say. I don't want this to be a precedent because I don't think we could do it every time. But a peepee reached out to me, and I thought it was the sweetest message. A peepee named Isabel, hello Isabel, said, "I don't normally reach out and ask for shout outs, but my beautiful girlfriend Jordan and I have been going through the ringer lately. Having COVID, sick pups, moving homes, just not our normal day-to-day life. We aren't able to afford gifts this year for each other due to the chaos and the unexpected, but I was hoping for a pick-me-up for the love of my life. This would make her so happy. She's a huge supporter of you." She is a huge supporter of you girlies. She's actually who introduced me to your pod. Let's fucking go, Jordan. And y'all are incredible and we relate so much to y'all. I think this would make her happy and full of love. Then some other niceties. And I said, "What's her name?" Which is stupid because she said it already. Didn't she? Didn't I say it?
No, you. Well, you just. No, said
my
it,
beautiful girlfriend Jordan.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ah, I'm so stupid. Jordan.
I used to wish my name was Jordan.
She said this is going to make her cry. My name was almost Jordan.
Oh yeah, we've talked about this.
Yeah, my parents almost named me Jordan.
I thought it was so cool. Jordan and Isabel.
Such a Jordan.
Is that who we're?
Yeah.
Let's focus on them first before ourselves.
Jordan, Isabel.
Sorry, you had a rough 2023. I hope 2024 brings you all of the good luck and good vibes and happiness.
Yeah.
And we love you guys.
And Jordan, the one thing I would say to you, my sis, is although a lot of spooky shit's happening, somebody that you love loves you so much that they sent us this DM. They don't normally do shout outs. They told us right there in the message. And they just wanted to make you happy. So I hope that you feel deeply, deeply loved because
you're almost the same name as Taryn.
Yeah, let's get back to that. My name is almost Jordan. How cool is that?
Yeah, I like that. You would fit a Jordan.
I totally look like a Jordan.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what's funny is everybody's doing the whole, like, I've heard a lot of people say, oh, gender neutral names are so cool for girls. I love boy names for girls. I'm like, we've been saying that for 20 years now. Hasn't everybody been saying that?
We all love that.
We all love. It's not unique anymore. We got to go back to girl names for girls.
No.
No, I don't want to, but.
I'm like, that ruins our plan for our future daughter's name, so.
What if we named our daughter Scott? Oh, that's your last name. That's my last name.
That is our last name. Oh,
this dumbass. I was just trying to think of like a funny name.
Scott Arnold Scott. Yeah, that would or be a Arnold. Funny name.
What? Or Arnold.
Arnold Arnold. Arnold Arnold. They'll choke on their name every time they say it. Sound like a little seal. Well, so definitely not. But okay, well. Anyways, Jordan, Isabel, love you guys. Thank you for
Kimmy was
out.
Almost named Isabel.
That's not true.
We love you guys.
That's just not simply not true.
To the rest of our peepees, hello. Happy 2024. We are reporting to you from 2024.
Yeah. Wait. Well, everyone's 2024. We're in 2024. They're in 2024.
Yeah.
We're all here.
Yeah.
Okay. We also had another peepee sighting.
Why do you say that like that?
Well, because you were saying it like we pre-recorded this. Oh. And like.
No.
Like you said it like somebody's not in 2024 yet.
No. That's like if someone on the news said, I'm reporting to you from California. That's where they are. Okay. And that's true.
All right. But they're talking to people who may not be in California.
That's so true.
Yeah, yeah.
What if we have a little time traveler Elfie listening?
Yeah, they're like back in 2023 still.
They're like, ooh! What were you going to say?
That we had another PB sighting.
Oh my God, you guys, we did. I also have her name.
Rita.
I remembered it, Rita.
Rita was on a run and we were walking our dogs. And
I saw her see me.
Yeah.
And then
she just stopped and was like, I listen to the podcast. We were like, holy fuck.
It was so great. And then, Rita, we wanted to apologize to you because she said, can we get a picture? Why couldn't we? Oh, we had the dogs.
We had the dogs and there's a spot on the street where Riggins gets like a little bit nervous with cars coming. Frank was like extra alert. So yeah. I was like, yes, but you have to take it from over there. Like I didn't want Rita approaching the dogs.
Kooky. We talked about it after.
Yeah, it's been like weighing on me for 2 weeks now or however long it's been. So Rita, if you're listening, I'm so sorry if that was so incredibly awkward. I really should have came up with another plan. But we were like purging our home, tired, ran the dogs out really quick. I'm so relieved I at least put on a matching set because I looked wild.
You said that right when Rita walked away. I was like, no, you don't.
Yeah, I was like, of course I look like this today. And made that so awkward by being like, stay back. So anyways, Rita, we love you. I hope your run was great. I hope you're all enjoyed.
Yeah, you know what? I did think like she's living it up. As you ran away, I thought like, wow, our peepee's out for a run just
vibing. I think it was like right before or after Christmas. When was this? Did you get a hair in your mouth? Yeah, there's another hair on your mic.
I'm like shedding. It's like a lot going on.
I don't remember what it was, but I just remember being like, good for you. It's not even the new year yet, and you're like on your run, doing your thing. It was really cold out that day, I think. I forget. I don't know.
It really just put into perspective like who the peepees are.
I was just very impressed by Rita.
Same.
And then like so mortified by the way I handled the situation and looked.
You can take a picture, but you have to stay away.
Stop it. I'm going to have a panic attack.
I'm joking.
Rita, I love you. I'm so sorry.
No, it's because Frank gets anxious, so we didn't want to come too close.
Yeah, I was like, I don't need any dog drama right now.
We don't need it.
It wasn't about you. We love you.
It wasn't you. It was us.
Have we had too much coffee today? I feel like we're both a little like...
No, we just haven't recorded in a while.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, so much has happened since we were with you last. Christmas came and gone. Hanukkah came and gone.
Came and went. I think would be more natural, but
we saw salt burn.
We saw salt burn. Oh my God. I've seen it now like twice.
Same. I've technically seen it
guys
one and a half time. Oh, here we go. I knew she'd bring this up.
We started the movie. It was myself, my lovely wife, and my mother-in-law.
Can you hold this while I get back
her thrown out back? It's going to take an hour. You're not going
to
see Taryn again.
Back to get caught.
So we're watching the movie. Taryn falls asleep.
Be honest. Don't.
In the middle of it for probably 40 minutes.
Yes, good.
That is on. I'm not taking that back. 40 minutes is a long time to miss of a movie.
It was like a 2 hour plus movie.
I'm not sure how long it is, but 40 minutes of like the bulk important stuff.
No.
Yes. You didn't know anything that happened. She saw the beginning and she saw the very end.
That's not.
And we're talking about it. She's like, I love the movie. And I was like, well, you should probably watch it. I loved it. But you didn't see the movie. And she like just kept telling everyone that it's so great. And she watched it. And I was like, you did not watch this goddamn movie.
Okay, this so is.
And then she finally did watch the whole middle I knew, while we were decorating.
Literally, you kept asking me, did you see this part? And I'd say yes. Why is her hair all over me?
Baby's a mess. Her back. She didn't watch Saltburn the first time. My back
got blown out. I didn't watch Saltburn. you know what's funny about this whole experience?
What?
About you have a hair on your face now.
I feel it too. What is happening? Why is there hair?
It's gone. It's gone.
You get it?
Yeah. What I. Okay. You know when something that a loved one does just bothers you in a way that you like can't express? That is how, and it's so stupid. That is how I know you're feeling about me saying that I watched Saltburn.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you're bothered by me telling you.
I'm bothered back, but I'm, yeah. But you.
I'm not bothered. I just
you
am are. Like,
she's like so you're like, delusional. You didn't even see it. You didn't even
well,
see
I
it.
Was just like,
you should watch it.
It's really good. I would like to be able to talk about stuff, but I don't want to give stuff away because you did not fucking see the movie. You were like, how does so-and-so, I don't want to give it, I mean, if you haven't seen it yet, sorry, plug your ears for a second. You were like, how does so-and-so die?
One person. I didn't see one person die.
Multiple people, honey. And then you just watched a bunch of TikToks about it and you thought you saw it.
You're so rude. You're being rude. I loved it.
The second time.
And the first time. I fell asleep. Whatever. It doesn't matter. But it did make me feel like this is funny that this is hitting such a button for her for some reason. It's like when your mom does something and you're like, why is she saying that?
Yeah. I'm just like, it's okay that you fell asleep.
No, it's not to you.
No, but I just want you to admit like, oh my God, I loved what I saw, but I really want to watch. Like, I was like, you got to watch it. And you're like, no, I saw it. And I'm like, no, please. I would really like you to watch the whole thing. And no,
you were begging me to finish it. I finished it on my own accord.
But I kept asking you. You're like, I did see it. Whatever, dude. I'm over
it. Honestly, it started to get annoying because every time I would be like, did you guys watch Saltburn yet? She'd be like, did you?
I just wanted you to admit that you did.
That's it. Whatever. Jacob Elordi is God.
Oh my God.
Barry Keno or whatever his name is.
Obsessed.
A perfect little elf man.
Oh my God. Elf man.
He looks like an elf. Are you shy? He's like the Keebler elf.
What? I don't know. I don't feel that.
Did you even watch the movie? You were asleep, bro. Open your fucking eyes.
I was wide awake, sat there with my mother-in-law.
While shit's going
watching
down.
Barry fuck a grave.
Yeah, watching Barry blow someone's back out.
Yeah. I was like, are we good?
It was. Oh, I won fantasy football. I'd also like to report that.
Yes, good job. Thank it ended you. Early because there was only four of us. But it was really scary there for a minute because Taryn dominated all season. Like, she was like 11-4 or whatever. Yeah. And no one else was even close to her. Yeah. I think I went into it second in the playoffs, I believe.
I don't know. Jana had a comeback at the end there. My sister-in-law.
I was second going into the playoffs. And then I finished second.
I believe. And then now suddenly you know.
I know. But I was like very far behind Taryn. And then me and my brother-in-law and sister-in-law all had relatively the same records. And I almost beat Taryn at the end. And it felt wrong. Mm. It really felt like it was going to be really weird. Mm. And Jana lost to Brett, which mm-hmm. she had that big comeback. Like, if you then lost to me and Jana lost to Brett, it would have just been wrong.
No. Yeah.
And now I'm like, I feel for teams who lose in the playoffs even more. They have a great record. I'm like, that sucks.
Oh, as if I were to lose. That's yeah. How, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I was like, this like I should have right. won.
Yeah. I had that too.
One, and it's like one guy has one bad day and it messes up your whole team.
Yeah. That's what
I'm so
man.
Excited for next year. Same. I don't know if we do like a peepee fantasy football league.
Can you?
I don't know how many people you can have on it, but it's something I would like to look into.
I don't know. I don't know how we could make it. Tell us in the comments if there's a way that we could do it that. I don't know that.
I don't know how we could do either it, but have I'm a really small league year.
Or it's a raffle. Everyone puts their names in and we pull people's names out and that's who gets to be in it.
Or it's like everyone gets to be in it, but then you're in groups of 10 or whatever. Like let's say 100 people do it, then. Just randomly get assigned groups.
Can you have a group team?
Not a group team. Groups like there's like five different leagues or whatever.
Oh my God. PD leagues.
I thought it might be cute.
That'd be really cute. Yeah. How did you feel that our holidays went, honey? How do you feel about our Christmas, our Hanukkah?
Everything was great. It was so smooth. I was bummed that we haven't been to Pittsburgh yet. We're going in a few weeks to see my family. So this is the longest like besides COVID time that I'm having to go not seeing them for the holidays. So that's sad. But it was just really easy to just be in the area. We went to Palm Springs for like a week and did the pre-holiday festivities. And then we were here for a night. I loved our solo Christmas that we did.
It was so special.
The day before Christmas. No, day before Christmas Eve, the 23rd. Mm-hmm. Taryn and I came home from Palm Springs. We went and grabbed drinks at our favorite bar nearby. We came home and had dinner and opened presents. And it was just really nice and special. And then we just got to do Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with your parents. And then really more fam came over for dinner. It was just really nice.
What did we order for dinner?
When?
Christmas Eve. What did we do for dinner that night?
We ordered... What did we order? Was that the Thai night or the pizza night?
I don't know. But I remember loving that too. It just felt very like, oh, we have a little family and this is cute.
And I think last year we got to spend Christmas Day together, but it felt like rushed. And then I had to go to Pittsburgh right away. Like this just felt smooth and easy. And it was so long and nice.
The holidays felt very long this season. Like very drawn out. We did a bunch of stuff. There were parties. There were gatherings.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Did we go to any Christmas parties? Now that I just said that, I'm like, it felt like...
just family stuff. I had a work event.
Oh, and then you couldn't go to a couple things.
Oh, yeah. Then I got COVID and that kind of ruined it for a couple weeks. But thank God that was over before Christmas.
Yeah.
Got to really enjoy it.
I loved our holidays. Great. I feel like after a few years of just like bad COVID-y holidays, this felt like very we're having holiday moment. And it's like, it's a vibe.
It was great. It was all good stuff.
The weather's finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to summer dresses and skirts. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, of course. Luckily, I found Kints, and I've been loving the cotton cashmere ribbed sleeveless midi dress and the 100% washable silk skirt for a while now. I get endless compliments on it, and it's been really easy to dress up and dress down. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. And the best part of all is Kints items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. As well as this, Kints only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know I love and care about. Get warm weather ready with Kints. Go to kints.com/stayingup for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's QUINCE.com/stayingup to get free shipping and 365-day returns. kints.com/stayingup.
Hi, y'all. I'm Kinzie, and I'm the host of House Guest Podcast. I am a Gen Z wannabe Martha Stewart meets Dolly Parton trying to live in a Nancy Meyers movie. We talk all about life, relationships, and navigating your 20s. I'd like to say I'm multifaceted. I'm either waking up at 4 a.m. in the sauna, tending to my garden, or closing out the bars until 2 a.m. You just never know what you're gonna get. It's either me at home in my house in Texas that I spend way too much time in, or in the studio with some pretty cool guest. You can follow us at The House Guest Pod and listen or watch all new episodes every Thursday, wherever you get your podcast or on YouTube.
Hi.
Hey.
And hello. I'm Ryan Christina.
And I'm Paloma.
Along with our co-host, Sierra Schulte, who was on maternity leave, we are 20 Whatever, a podcast about navigating your 20s with friends through different phases of life.
Join us every Wednesday morning, 6 a.m. PST, for comfy chats on the couch where we hope you leave feeling seen, heard, and held.
You can watch on YouTube or listen wherever you get podcasts.
Make sure to tune in on Wednesdays for all new 20 Whatever episodes. Thanks for listening.
And New Year's was just...
oh, my God.
The silliest, goofiest night. This party we ended up throwing really evolved. It was supposed to be a very small gathering. We were mainly going to do Taryn's guy friends and all the significant others.
Yeah.
And we were going to like maybe do like couple versus couples games and be really chill. And somewhere along the way... it's always like no one plans New Year's and then last minute everyone's like, what are you doing? And then you're like, oh, well, I'm doing this thing like... do you want to join? And it just, and then other people are like, hey, can so-and-so come?
Yeah.
So we ended up with 20 people.
We had a policy that was, we are not going to go out of our way to invite people because then it becomes a thing of like, who do we choose? Why?
Well, at that point, it's like, well, if I'm inviting this person, I need to invite this person.
And we've done, that's what happened with our Friendsgiving and it got out of control and we hated it.
Yeah, we didn't have fun. We were too busy hosting to enjoy it.
So for this party, it was like, we're going to whoever asks what we're doing mm-hmm. for the holidays. Like,
well, we talked with your guy friends in September. Totally. About this, you know what I mean? Like, we planned that.
Plus that, when people yeah. were like, oh, who's, what are you guys doing for New Year's? Can we hang out? Then it would be like, oh, we're doing this if you want to come. And it was so awesome.
Yeah.
It was hard because it was one of those things where you're like, oh, but then shouldn't we even ask this person or this person, or this person? But yeah, again, it was like
anxious about that. But
having that it wasn't personal at all. It was literally just like,
it just, if naturally you asked evolved. Us,
you yeah. can come.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone relates to having that issue when you like plan a gathering of like, I can't invite 100 people.
Yeah.
But I also, where do you draw the line? And you never want to hurt people's feelings. I get so stressed about that I don't like to throw bigger things. I'd rather hang out in groups of like 4 to 6, like a very small group. And even that, I'm like, someone's going to feel left out. And I hate people feeling left out. Like, it makes me feel sick. I'm like, oh, I don't want you to feel like you're not worthy or you were like intentionally left out.
It's such
it ended up being such a cool group too.
Yeah. That's such a funny thing that we all do and know that it's awkward, but we all like do it anyway, mm-hmm. where we just got invited to a friend of ours' birthday and he isn't telling, and he's like, please don't post about it. Please don't talk about it, because it's a controversially small group.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to be offended that they're not invited. I just want yeah. something really small, whatever. So it's just like, no one's going to even mention that it happened or yeah. will happen or whatever. Yeah. Well, which I just mentioned, but no one's gonna know.
Yeah.
no one's gonna know.
Oops.
Wait, what have we been saying? What's that meme we've been saying out loud?
You sure about that? Like, obnoxious amount of times throughout the day, we're just like, sure about that?
You sure about that?
And then we just say it back and forth to each other for 5 minutes and then go about our merry day.
Oh.
What?
You sure about that? We had a hibachi guy at New Year's, and that was, a lot of you asked if we would explain what was happening. What happened?
There's really not much to explain. So
Taryn's
friend had a hibachi guy come to their house for his mom's birthday.
Hibachi is like Benihana. If you've ever been to a Benihana, it's like one of those like big hot tables.
Yeah, it's just like the big hot table. It's Japanese food. Rice, you pick your protein. They I feel make, like everybody's like, been to a hibachi.
You don't know that. And we have a lot of international listeners.
I mean, hibachi wasn't created in America.
I'm just trying to be nice.
Okay, well,
they make an onion tower and they pour stuff in it and it toots. It's like silly, whatever. It's like,
you're making no sense.
You sure about that?
They build an onion tower and it smokes and toots. What? If you don't know what hibachi is, you for sure don't know now.
It's just like, it's a course out meal. Then they always make it a little fun.
It's like a dinner
in
the show.
They try to like throw shrimp in your mouth and it's like a whole experience.
Yeah. Growing up, I really thought it was fancy. And now I'm realizing that it's just like a feral experience usually. Yeah. Like, they're squirting sake in your mouth.
Well, that's new. We did not, never had that.
I did.
He
always had the pee-pee guy and he would squeeze it into people's
I've
mouths.
Never even seen the pee-pee guy before.
Or they'd like toss the shrimp into your mouth.
That, yes. But the sake.
Yeah. Always.
Being included at a hibachi.
Not the way our party was. They had a full-blown, like, super soaker full
literally
of
a
sake.
Squirt gun.
But the scary thing was, he was very good at it. He could aim very well. And we were all like, is he going to start cooking? Because it was like an hour of us sitting there just getting sake drenched all over our body. But he started giving it to the guests. He was like, who wants to come up? They'd get to throw a little egg in the hat.
I was first, naturally.
Naturally. And then he'd light your hat on fire and give you the super soaker and you'd go around and squirt sake into people's mouths.
Yeah.
However, we all weren't as good at aiming as he was. So
he wasn't even good.
He wasn't bad. He was pretty good at it. And he knew if you didn't want to, he would like come up closer.
Yeah.
But our one friend, Crystal, went to do it to me. And literally, Sim was like, you look like you just went for a
water
like
ride,
a 20-mile run.
Oh.
Like I felt like I had just went through like the Raging Rapids.
Oh my God.
It was insane. I was drenched. And then I went to get her back and do it. And I was going to just like kind of get her, and I
missed. You were trying to blow her back out?
Baby, that is so inappropriate.
Sorry.
I was trying to just like get her a little bit, but not crazy. And I like, I thought I like waterboarded her. It was actually insane. It was
sake boarded.
It was insane.
I wish y'all would have seen.
So bad.
She was wearing like a blue like button-up shirt with like a tie, and all of one half was fucking obliterated.
I like shut my eyes for some reason when I did it. I don't know why.
It was a
like,
lot of power. It was like a little scary.
Oh, somebody pumped it up fully. And I didn't know. So I picked it up. Yeah. And then she's like, yeah, you can get me back. And I squirted. And it's just like, oh my God. I felt so bad. I was like, you're never going to be friends with me again.
It was so funny.
To shower.
She did. She said that she didn't have to shower. Or no, she left
she
and
like,
changed.
She like rinsed her hair out or yeah, something.
And someone's like,
know.
Did you just shower? And she's like, no.
Yeah.
But she did, for sure.
She like, I think she put her like head in the sink.
She like did a cold plunge.
Because she
probably.
Had her pants on. So she's like, I didn't change my pants.
That was crazy.
I don't know. It was just chaotic. And after the dinner, everyone was already so drunk. And it
Wait,
was
can
only,
I say
like,
one
nine.
More thing about the yeah. dinner? This is so funny in retrospect that I didn't realize it. But David was our hibachi chef. He was hilarious and crazy. He was giving himself sake the whole night. He was wild. But
more sake, more sexy.
More sake, more sexy. And he had a squirt bottle. So he had the squirt gun, and then he had like a oil bottle that you would use to put oil in like
this
a pan.
This is a thing I bet a lot of people will remember from their hibachi experiences, because this is a little, it's like a little squirt guy, but it comes out of like where he would pee.
It's a little squirt bottle with a little like man that looks like the Tommy's hamburger man, like
yeah,
that kind
yeah,
of
yeah.
guy. And then there's a little hole where his ween is, and then he walks around. David, not the squirt bottle.
That would be so
David
scary.
Walks around and goes, pee pee boy, and squeezes it into your mouth. We, the whole night and the whole weekend, everyone's been saying pee pee boy.
Yeah.
Pee pees. We didn't.
Taryn just realized while we were like getting ready to record today. She's like, oh my God, he's a pee pee boy.
He's the pee pee boy.
And then we were pretending like he's just a mega fan of the podcast and listens all the time and yeah. like.
Imagine
that was the whole bit.
Imagine that was his, like, he wanted so badly to work at our house so that he could be a part of the PP
yeah.
community.
And he's like, yeah, he's like, so not the demo. Well, maybe. I don't really know. I don't have a sexual orientation.
Yeah.
We just don't have a lot of men.
We don't have a lot of men, and I don't think we have a lot of straight men.
And yeah, well, I don't know his sexual orientation, but yes. the way he was like,
there were some things being moved
some
around. He was a little wild man. but it was really fun, and we also just like tried to make it personal. We had little name tags for everybody, and
Taryn wrote little like blurbs about each person. Which is really cute.
We just love hosting, dude. We got chopsticks.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, my hand's sweaty because so I had it. I don't know
sweaty,
where it
baby.
Was actually. I had it somewhere.
She just pulled her hand out from like under her, shook my hand, started sweaty. I just had it somewhere. That was disgusting.
Sorry, I don't know where that was. Like, no, like, it was, like, under my leg or something.
Okay. So, I'll check the clip.
Do the rewind and check the clippies.
But New Year's was just special.
Was there anything else?
It was yeah. just sweet. It was such a good group. Like, not everyone really knew each other well because it came together in a kind of organic way.
Yeah.
We did trivia.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't even know, but one of Taryn's best friends and his sister just put together trivia, and we
yeah.
like all got in random groups. Like, we didn't go with the people that we're like the closest with.
Everyone's names were like sexy Saki, Saki sexy, Saki boys, Saki
yeah,
soy
yeah.
boys, whatever.
Yeah.
Sweet Kevin, our boy of the pod, who we all love.
Share that.
What? Should I not?
No.
Okay.
He had a lot of fun.
He had a great time. I wasn't going to say all of it. I was just going to say I've never seen a man take more shots.
Okay.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
They took shots for every question that they thought they got right. And there were 20 questions, and I think they thought they got all of them right. And the game was like 40 minutes long.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
He was having the best time
You're
of his
like,
life.
Guys.
It was really fun.
Slow down.
We got a nice hungover brunch. We went swimming in the middle of the night. We went in the jacuzzi. My dad heated the pool to like 95.
I Irish goodbye and took myself to bed when I felt too drunk.
You're so
Classic.
Cute that way.
I just don't like being too drunk in front of people.
She was in the jacuzzi and I saw the lights were out.
It was
she
as
was
soon
gone.
As I got in there, I was like, this is hot and not good. It like makes you more drunk, I think, being in it. It's not
probably
you're not supposed to be in a jacuzzi when you're drunk. I
don't
think.
Say that. That's gonna freak me out.
Like, no, because it just makes you more drunk. Like, it's just
maybe yeah.
You're fine. You did it and you're fine.
Lasting effects. Who's
no, no,
to
no.
Say?
No, no, no. But I like was in there and I was like, I feel too drunk. And I just went upstairs and changed and got in bed.
Yeah. I looked at what would be her eyes and there was nothing there.
No one was home anymore.
and
I knew, but somebody was because the person who was home said,
we're
bedtime,
going.
Baby.
The best is that for like maybe 3 hours after you went to bed, people were like, where's Cammy? Where's Cammy? And I'm like, where's Cammy?
Sleeping.
And
sleeping.
I went upstairs. She did a little, I'm doing a little circle with my hand. She looked like a little doggy in a circle on the bed, fully clothed. You were so cute. No covers.
Fully clothed. I changed on my swimsuit. I had my peaches on.
But they looked like cute PJs. It wasn't like sleepy PJs.
They were
PJs.
Cute because I was like, I thought I'd change into them after the party. I and wanted go to hang. Put together.
Yeah. Yeah. But you were in a little circle on the bed, not under covers or anything.
That's so funny.
It was really cute. You were like a little dog. You were like Riggy.
Yeah.
You're like what Riggy would do.
Thanks.
So anyway, we just had a great start to the new year. I was thinking about how sweet celebrating New Year's is with people. I always feel really close to people after I spend New Year's with them.
Yeah, and like a bunch of people slept over.
It just is very like,
it's nostalgic. It's hopeful. It's like very emotional holiday.
It's an emotional holiday if you let it be.
You're reminiscing.
Yeah.
You're looking to the future.
Like, I don't feel like, oh my God, that was so sweet after 4th of July.
Never.
I'm not like, that was so crazy. All of our popsicles. Yeah. You know?
100%.
But like after New Year's, I'm like, we said goodbye to a year. We started a new year.
We went through something together.
Totally. And the kissing at midnight is always so cute.
So
everyone's
precious.
Going around kissing happy each other, kissing year. Each other's cheekies, hugging. It's happy special. New year.
Yeah. It's like, you like do
I
something.
Just love it.
I know. It's really cute.
And then we also shared a great. We also shared a really cute little moment where since we all slept over in the morning, we all went and got brunch and everyone was like fucking dead. Like
I slept in the car. I was like, I get really anxious. I get really anxious. And as soon as we sat down, I was like, I cannot sit. I'm feeling very overwhelmed. I need to be alone. So I went, laid in the car. It was very nice.
She slept in the car while we all had brunch. It was very cute.
Yeah.
And then I brought her French fries.
Yes.
But, it was fun to be hungover with all your friends. Like normally you text in the morning and everyone's like, how you feeling? Like shit. And the chat's not fun and it's like dark. But being physically with your friends while everyone's like looking ill was special.
Recovering together.
And saying that we're never going to drink again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Speaking of our new year, is it time?
Yeah. So Taryn and I yesterday had like a big chat going over what we liked, what we didn't like of 2023, what we want for the new year, how can we support each other. And we wanted to do that privately, not on the podcast. Like we wanted to just be us and be really open and talk about stuff.
It was really sweet. It was a really sweet conversation.
It was really great.
And learned a lot. I learned a lot about you.
Me too. And like a lot of stuff kind of like clicked and stuff, which is nice. We want to start doing it every week, like whenever we're planning our
not that big of a
food for but like planning our food for the year or for the week. I think it's really nice to have those moments where you know it's an open space to talk. I think a lot of times when you don't create those moments, you air out your grievances when you either hold it in until it bubbles up and becomes something bigger, or during an argument, more stuff comes out because you haven't had that safe space and time to share. And I think we're both quite sensitive and like get nervous about doing something wrong. So it's nice to just like have a moment to be able to talk about stuff. And neither of us was defensive. We were just like, you know what? That makes sense that that would be frustrating or that you need more help with that. And it was just a really nice talk. And I highly, highly recommend doing that with your partner or even if you have a roommate. I think having that dynamic with someone can be difficult sometimes and hard to talk about stuff. But I really advise making sure you're not just focusing on what you want to change, even in planning your New Year's resolutions and manifesting whatever you do. Don't just focus on the negative. It is such a great time to embrace change and reflect and create goals and know what you're wanting. But I also feel like if you get too stuck in that, it becomes this negative heavy thing where it's almost like ominous and scary and like, oh, I have so much to fix.
Yeah.
You have to also take the time to reflect on the positive and the good and what you did love about the year and what did work. You know what I mean? And I feel like we miss that a lot when we're focused on like, I want to eat healthier. Or I want to spend more time with this. It's like, but there's a lot that you did enjoy, I'm sure.
There's a really simple like formula for doing kind of a wrap up of the year, which is just it's called a postmortem. It means like after death, which is kind of dark, but it's just you ask three questions. It's what went well, what didn't go so well, and what do I hope moving forward, or like what can I change moving forward knowing what I know now? And I find that to be really easy. Or a more in-depth way to do this, is which we are inviting you to join us to do now, is our baby life wheels.
Is it our second annual life wheel? third annual? We've done it together.
Yeah.
You've done it forever.
Yeah.
We did it on the pod last year. We did it live. We've already done ours, but we haven't discussed it. So we're going to discuss it with you guys. Feel free to do it with us. We'll put examples of how to actually draw out your life wheel on the Instagram. If you're really excited and it's not up yet, if you just scroll down to last year, we have examples up there.
Well, I can explain it really fast. It's totally really quick. Basically, what a life wheel is, it's more like a life balance wheel, which is it divides your life into 8 little mini quadrants, and you can do this by making a pizza that has 8 slices. So big circle, cut it in half, cut it in half, cut it in half, mm-hmm. then there are 8 slices. I can show you one if you are watching on video.
I don't know that they're going to be able to see that. That's all right. It's probably blown
out. If you can see, back to blowouts. And there are 8 categories: career, love, spirituality, family, fun, money, friends, and health.
Which I feel like you could also customize if something doesn't resonate with you. Totally. In those.
Like spirituality could just be like self-care or something.
Yeah, I struggled with this one, to be fair.
Yeah. And then you're going to grade on a 1 to 6 scale. So yeah. 1 the closest, 6 or 1 is the least, 6 is the highest, how satisfied you are with that portion of your life right now. Mm-hmm. So it's not, I always use this example, it's not that I have so much money, so I'm going to say 6. It's how satisfied with the amount of money that I have.
Or how you're managing or your how money. I'm doing. Or how you're talking about money in your relationship. 100%. You know what I mean?
It's like, or career. It's like you don't have to have a job to have a 6 in career or to have a 5 in career. You could say like, I am where I want to be.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm a 5.
Yeah. So overall satisfaction.
It's overall satisfaction. So the point of the wheel is just to give you an idea of where you stand mm-hmm. on different parts of your life and to like give you a chance to articulate what that feels like. And then if you want to create goals, I think it's easy to look at the wheel and say, okay, should I maybe create some goals around the lowest things that I'm the least satisfied with, or what is working on the things that I'm most satisfied with, and how could I keep that up? So if you want to do this with us, we're going to talk through ours now. Highly recommend doing this with a partner, a friend. Some of you have already done it and sent us your wheels, which is so fun because we haven't even done this episode yet. So if you want to pause, do your wheel real quick, and then you can just listen to us talk through ours and pause after each section if you would like to talk to your friend, loved one, family, etc. Shall we?
Yeah. Which category should we start with?
Say one.
You want to just start with friends?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you at, lovey?
Friends, I gave myself a 5 for 2023.
Me too.
5 for me, I felt 5 out of 6. So I'm really satisfied with how my friendships were this year. I feel like my friendship wheel was, if I remember correctly, which I'll check after this, like I think it was way lower last year.
I think so too.
And I just didn't feel like I was getting or giving the effort that I wanted.
Yeah. I'm gonna actually pull up ours from last year so we can compare
cool
how we've changed.
I just didn't feel connected to my friends. I felt hot. It was just felt
you were a 3.
Yeah, so now I'm 5. That's a vibe. I feel like I've just put in a lot more effort and it's felt really good, and I'm seeing how much happier that is making me, and I just feel really satisfied with that portion of my life right now.
Totally.
And you said you were a 5 as well?
I'm a 5 this year. I was a 4 last year, and I just said that I have kind of like a smaller circle that I am seeing frequently. And I think last year that was harder on me, that I was like, oh no, I'm not making time for people. But now I've been like, this is my life now. Like I don't see friends every day, and that is what works for me. I feel like I'm still finding balance in those friendships in life, but I'm just feeling way more content with it.
Good.
That's where I'm at.
Beautiful. Health?
Health, I am a 4 because...
What were you last year?
Good cue. I was a 5, which I think I was lying to my... Now that I like think back at it, I don't know. This year, I am so proud of myself. I have put so much time and effort into like going and get, like, I've gotten my blood taken twice now, twice in my whole
queen
life.
Shit,
like,
queen shit.
Yeah. And I've just, I don't know. I've been really proud that I'm like being proactive with it.
Yeah.
I took a dip in that because I really want to work on my mental health more this year and my physical. Like, I want to work out more. I feel like post our wedding, I just kind of like haven't been prioritizing working out. So that's where I took a dip. But overall, I feel really, I feel healthy and I feel proud of myself for the way I'm taking care of my health.
Good. I'm proud of you too.
Thanks, baby.
I was a 3 this year. What?
You were a 5 last year. I'm actually, did you lie too?
No, I was like on my game.
Oh, you were very focused on physical, like working out, especially at the end of last year.
Yeah, I was like really
consistent.
And that's like kind of the main thing I'm looking for is consistency.
What's taking you to a 3 now? Just that consistency?
I went so hard, maybe obsessively hard before the wedding. And that had its pros and cons. But like the main reason I wanted to do that outside of like, so my arms look toned in our pictures, was like, I wanted to prove to myself that I could work hard for something. Like, I'm so jealous of marathon people. I always say that. But like,
you always find like, you always get really, you feel so accomplished when you do like a physical challenge.
Totally. So I think that was really awesome. But then my rebound after that was so bad. I have not treated myself well. I don't feel healthy. My eating and drinking and lack of consistency around moving my body is so upsetting to me.
Yeah.
And I think it's just progressively gotten worse throughout the year. And the juxtaposition of the beginning of the year to this part, to the end of the year, is made it really even go lower. I'm like, oh man, like I wish I would have, it would have made sense if I kind of like floundered for a minute.
Yeah. You're bummed that you haven't found your groove again.
I'm bummed that I haven't even tried. It's more like, I'm just like, what did I do? I felt so good.
Yeah.
So that bummed me out. I don't think I can carry on doing what I did for wedding prep. I don't think that was healthy for other reasons, but I think finding consistency and knowing that like doing things for my body is so healthy for me mentally and physically. Yeah. I need to get
thrive back to that. In that routine.
Totally.
Yeah. You want to switch over to career?
Yeah. So I put a 5 for my career this past year.
I love that. You were a 6 the year before.
I was totally
exclamations.
Vibing.
And I remember the end of last year. I think you had just started at your last company. Not just started. Well, ish. No,
I was there for a half year. I think I started in March or April.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
It was so confusing.
I was loving. Yeah. 2022 was easy coasty. Most of 2023 was easy coasty. And although I got laid off, and we could see that as like a big thing to not be satisfied with, I actually feel very content with how it all went down, knowing it had nothing to do with me and was the market. That makes me feel totally fine. I got severance and have been getting paid to enjoy the holidays, which is lovely. And then I just felt like specifically in my career, I told you about this yesterday. I feel like for the first time, I was like really clear with what I liked to do and what I didn't want to do. And I had a manager that like let me do that. And I don't think that that is normal, nor will I be able to get that forever. But it was nice to have that for a bit, to just be like at a senior level enough to where I was just doing what I liked to do and didn't feel super pushed or pressed in ways I didn't want to be.
Yeah.
So totally. I gave myself 5. What about you?
Last year was a 5. This year I'm a 4. I'm feeling a little bit stagnant. I'm very excited about the possibility of my next step, but I'm very nervous.
Yeah.
And I've been in the like research phase. So it's like, I want to see stuff happen.
Yeah, totally.
And it's just not there yet. So I'm like, it could teeter over into like being a 6 and so happy. But I think the unknown has me scared and I'm like a little nervous to put everything into motion. So that kind of tipped me a little bit lower down to a 4. Yeah.
I'm excited for you too, though.
Thanks.
Love, where are you at on love?
I was a 5 last year. I'm a 5 this year.
I was a 5 this year.
And you were a 5 last year.
We're 5s, baby.
Yeah, I love you so much. I just feel so good about you and us and the things that we want to work on our relationship. I feel so excited by the fact that we both want to work on things. I think we have the same goals. I think we have really good talks about our future and what our family is going to look like. And I think we're still on the same page. And Yeah, I just feel good about you.
Good.
I love you.
I feel good about you too. We better. I gave us 5 because this is the year we got married. I think it was awesome and stressful, and we handled really, like, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, like, we handle really big shit really well. We don't always handle the little shit well.
Yeah, I came to the realization when we had our chat the other day that, like, we handle crisis as a team so insane. Like, we are in action mode. We know what each other's good at.
Yeah.
But the day-to-day stressors is where we
get snippy,
internalize and just kind of handle them on our own. And then instead of coming together with love, we, like, kind of, like, attack each other and are snippy with each other. And that's, if that gets fixed, then 6 all the way, baby.
6 is to death. But even a 5, I'm like, I'm stoked on a 5.
I'm stoked on a 5. A
5 is awesome. So, yeah, I mean, 2023 was the year we got married, and
that's crazy. We're almost at our 1-year anniversary.
That's so crazy. Yeah, I've just loved it. It's been such a special year.
Good.
I love you.
I love you, baby.
And we traveled so much together we just so much fun. Well, which we'll get to.
Yeah.
Okay. Spirituality. You could think of this in many ways, but I'm thinking of it as, like, my connection to myself, kind of. I give myself a 2 this year. What about you?
You were a 4 last year.
Yeah.
I was a 4 last year, and I actually said a 5 this year.
Oh, wow.
But I don't know. I never really know how to take this category.
Yeah, why'd you take it that way? Or which way did you take it?
I think last year I was just kind of like, I don't know. What is my spirituality? Where, like, what do I think? What do I feel? What do I believe? I'm very comfortable with the way I see. I don't think of it as just me. I think about it as how I connect with the world and the universe and everything. Mm-hmm. And I just feel really comfortable with my outlook on everything. Like, I feel very at peace with it. But I would like to meditate more.
Yeah.
I think it'd be really good for me. And I think it would be good for me mentally. So that's why I wasn't...
5 is high, bro.
Yeah, I just feel good. I feel connected. I feel... Wow. Yeah, I just feel like... I feel right.
Like, I'm surprised by that, but excited for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I just didn't really... every year I'm like, spirituality, what does that mean for me? And I'm just like, I do know what it means. Like, I'm not questioning kind of like where I stand anymore. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't know. I just feel good. I feel connected. But I just think I want to take more time to just think about those things in myself. I mean, I do it a lot, but, like, I want to set specific time aside to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel good.
I gave myself a 2 because I feel very kind of similar to my health when I think, like, writing is very spiritual to me, and like sitting with my thoughts and trying to learn about what I think about the world is really good is what my spirituality is.
Yeah.
And I just didn't do that much this year. I think part of that is, like, I put a lot of my creative energy into the podcast, which is so fun and probably why my fun is high.
Yeah.
But the depth feels a little bit lacking for me this past year.
Yeah.
And
fair.
Which makes sense. Like, there's not a chance that this wheel is all high.
No.
It's a balance wheel. It's a game of turning up and down different knobs. Yeah. And so
it's not sustainable if everything's probably a 6.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be a vibe, but it's just not. So yeah, I think that's something I want to focus on this year.
Yeah. I love that.
Family.
I think I do in the future want to change spirituality to, like, inner and outward connection, like, not with people, but, like, how you feel connected with yourself and how you feel.
That's
connected
how I
to
view
the
it.
Like, I think you're going very, like, in yourself, and I'm going how I connect to everything else more so. You know,
I see that. I can't even begin to grade that for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, what would that be?
Yeah. Okay. For family, I was a 3 last year and I'm a 5 this year.
Vibes. What happened?
I don't know. I think I've, one, really enjoyed the time we get with your family.
Yeah.
I feel very connected to them. I feel like we've had a lot of time with them this year. It's been really nice. We've made time for them. We've had trips. I feel like I'm communicating with my family more. I feel more connected to my parents. I'd still like to see them more, but I also am accepting that, like, I live here, they live there. And that's like, instead of feeling like that's, I can't get to a six because we don't live in proximity, like making up for it in other ways. Yes, I still want to like talk to them more, make it more consistent. But I feel like when they do call, I'm more down to talk. Like I try to be more appreciative of any moment that I can speak to them instead of like, oh, this isn't a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just kind of feel connected to everyone. I'm happy that my mom's hip surgery went well. Like, I feel like they're taking care of their health more.
Yeah.
And that's obviously a scary thing as they get older, but it's, I'm trying to be realistic. It's like, I can't prevent those things. So how satisfied am I with what is totally existing?
With the cards we have.
Yeah. Last year you were a five. Where are you at this year?
I'm a four this year. Mm. I don't know that I feel it was much different.
Yeah.
So I don't know. There's no significance to that dropping a point.
Okay.
I feel like very similar to you, similar vibes. But how do I feel about my family? I mean, I love them, but, why did I give it a four? I think that we see them often, at least my side of the family, we see them often, but it feels more for like bigger things. And it's like,
yeah,
for holidays and just kind of, or a full trip or whatever. And I want to get better at like quick day, mundane, let's get lunch vibes.
Because it puts too much validity and weight on the hang.
Yeah.
Then it's like, it needs to be smooth and no one can be irritated at each other, or it weighs a little heavier on you.
Yes. And I just don't, like, as my parents are getting older, I'm getting more anxious. And so when I see them for longer periods of time, you obviously see the like dips in their energy or their health or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to be focused on that because I'm finding it making me more anxious than it is making me like feel good about it.
Yeah.
So overall, great. I love my family. I love hanging out with them. They're perfect. But I also am wanting to change up the cadence a little bit, like more often, less intense hangs so that it can feel a little
lighter.
Totally. Yes.
Makes sense. On to fun, baby.
Fun.
You were a two last year.
I gave myself a four this year. I really improved. I've been playing more. I've been being sillier. I've been playing softball, which is so fun. I'm not on a team, but I'm a filler for a team. That would really help.
Traveling this year.
So much travel. So much. My friends being higher really helps my fun be higher.
Totally. Yeah.
This podcast has been a massive bit of pushing up my fun. Like our little community is stupid and perfect. And I've just loved it. I love interacting with all the peepees. You guys are hilarious. And I've just felt a little more spontaneous, silly.
Yeah.
Definitely not where I want to be. I want this to be higher. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we can say we want all the low things to be higher, but this is something that I think really is heavy for me.
This is a big emphasis for you. Yeah, totally.
But yeah, four. Pretty good. Pretty good on 2023. What about you?
As a four last year, I'm a five this year.
Shiki!
I just think it was such a fun year.
Yeah.
Wedding, so much travel, like looking back at any recaps our friends posted and be like, oh my god, like what a year.
Remember we went to New York?
Yes.
Like it's just like
we just did so many little things. We were way more spontaneous.
Yeah.
We really embraced just like doing stuff, being together. It was such a fun year.
Yeah.
The note I wrote for improvement is just need more day-to-day fun, like
same,
like little moments, but the overall big stuff, nailed it. Like 100%. Made time. The traveling was so easy. Nothing was stressful. It was just, I mean, not nothing was stressful. The travel aspects of stuff, like it was just great. It was we had so much fun this year. We did so much cool shit.
We crushed it.
Concerts.
Oh yeah, we like, just really had fun. I'm probably four and a half.
Sporting events. Like there was just so many things that we did.
I'm probably four and a half now that I'm remembering a lot of things we did.
I think you can do halves, but
money, I was two.
Last year, you were five.
Yeah, I was vibing.
Baby girl, what happened?
I was vibing. But this year, I literally just didn't look at my money.
Yeah.
Is the best way I can describe this. It's so, it's a privileged place to be, but it also, I'm struggling now because I just didn't, I was so on autopilot that I just felt like I didn't even,
yeah,
were like, especially after the wedding where like your wedding expenses just go up and up and up and up and you can't even fathom to think about
with it. With all that fun and comes all a lot of more expenses.
Yes, but, and I'm not, I like to spend money. I don't have a problem spending money, but my problem is that like, I literally just was like blinders. I was like, I'm not even going to look. I don't even want to know.
Yeah.
And I think that is a very unhealthy place for me to be. Because it just doesn't feel good. And I just felt very out of control.
Yeah.
So this year I got to dial this shit together because when we have a baby.
Yeah.
Expenses are going to be out the roof.
Mm-hmm. I think reality hit in this year. Last year I was also a five. I think you and I both were doing really well with work.
Yeah.
We were both like bringing in money.
Yeah.
And we didn't have as many expenses. Like a lot of the wedding expenses came towards the end of the year, and it was like all kind of due in the beginning of this year, where we just like, we felt good because we had our house and we were affording our mortgage and we were able to do our backyard. I'm not saying that we can't afford our house anymore, but like
sell our home,
but we had made some big purchases and we got through them, and that felt so good last year. This year, as we had massive expenses with wedding and travel, and both had work stuff going on. Yep. So like less income, more outcome.
Yeah.
Out. What? Is that right? Output. Put. More in. Less input, more output.
Yeah.
Income, outcome. That sounds more right, but it's not. Anyways.
Blow
And then
up.
We have.
Blow out.
And then we have the reality of there are certain businesses we want to start, which there's a lot of investments we have coming up, which I still feel very good because it's like the possibility of even doing those things is exciting, but having a baby is going to cost like $50,000, and that is scary, but something we really want to do. And it's like, where is that money coming from? So I think we're like facing a lot of realities of it. And during our chat the other day, Tara and I kind of realized that we have a similar issue with money brought on by different things. Like both of us never really overly focus on how much is being spent. I feel like I have always sort of,
sorry if you're watching on video, I had to lay down my back
stretching her back. I've always kind of lived within my means because for most of my life I didn't have a lot of money, so I had to make do with what I had. I had to kind of like be scrappy and figure it out and then like not spend. So when I started making money as an adult, I kind of just like adjusted my living to match those new means. And I think once I finally these last few years started earning good money, I didn't know then like, oh, how do I budget? I've never had money to budget with. It was like I buy the things that are my necessities and that's it. And and then once I got to a point where it's like saving money and oh, I shouldn't be buying food for everyone when we go out, like it's just hard. I think I've never wanted to put emphasis on money. I don't like other people's to be people to be stressed about money because I know how that feels. But it's like we have to prepare for our future and we have to think about those things. Yeah. So I think we both kind of face that reality of like we need to really buckle down our spending. So I think that's why our money kind of did a little dip.
Did a little dippy.
My poor baby has a broken little back.
I'm laying on the bed now, just fully laid down. I don't feel good. No. I feel fine. I feel fine, but my back does not feel fine. And sitting up like that for so long is really hurting me.
Yeah, a lot of pressure on that spot.
Well,
I think that wraps our life balance wheel.
Well, what's a thing that you, looking at your life balance wheel, how do you feel about 2023?
I feel really good about 2023.
And
I
what mean, do you want to focus on 2024?
The fact that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of my categories of 8 were 5 out of 5. 2 were 4s and 1 was 3.
Whoa.
I had fun, family, spirituality, love, and friends.
That sounds like a sign that a mom would have in her house. Fun, family, spirituality, and
we're
wine.
We're not worried about money, health, or career very much, though. Yeah, I feel really good about 2023. I think
it was a great year.
That a lot of it was in preparation for this year. So there's a lot of like uncertainty and unknown, but exciting uncertainty. And I'm trying to stay positive and excited about it and not scared.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at. I'm really hoping at the end of this year that if anything, there's just a few categories that are even improved.
Yeah.
I hope I really feel better about where we're at with money and budgeting and being smart and investing in the right things.
I think we will be.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think this is going to be a really great year. I think it's only going to go up from here. Are you trying to get up?
I tried to get up.
She can't get up. Gosh, she's down. She's down on the couch, not moving.
I feel it's pretty funny looking at my 2023.
Pull it up.
Will you hold it up for me?
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about my 2023. I mean,
like,
I loved it.
You have some really high stuff, but then you also have some very low stuff.
Yeah. I think that the things where I am lowest, which was money, spirituality, and health.
Yes.
Are things that are, when I don't have consistency, they're bad. The rest, it doesn't need, it's not a game of consistency. It can be like, oh, I had a really fun month and then not a fun month, and I could still say my fun was very high.
Yeah.
It's like, I need consistency. So my word of the year is consistency. Yeah. I need to be a routine girl in the things that I know I need to be routine in, which I think are my self-connection, my money, and my health.
Yeah.
And I think that if I focus on putting some like nice little checks and balances in on all of those places, then the rest of my life wheel won't go down.
Yeah.
I actually don't think that it's like an either or in that situation. I think it's just like a rising tide floats all boats vibes. Totally. Like, it's all going to come up.
I think so too.
So 2024 is my big year of being consistent on the things that I know are good for me regardless, no matter what. Mm-hmm. And then just keeping doing the things that I know are good for me in the fun and family and love and all the vibes.
Totally. I love that, baby.
I love you.
I love you. My poor little
I want to sit back up when I can.
Want help?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come here. Come on. Oh, honey.
Holy fuck. Okay. We have one story from a peeps.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought it was a great New Year message.
Okay.
So it's kind of, let me see. Where'd she go? From Queen Peepee.
I love
this
that.
This is what it says.
What's up, Queen Peepee?
Okay. This message has brought me so much joy. And yeah, okay. Hi, ladies. I just joined the sleepover 2 months ago and I'm on episode 22. So this is going to be a while until she gets here, but I'm not that good with words, but I will try my best. My wife gave birth to our first child last January. She will be one in 2 weeks.
Congrats.
Aww.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, little baby.
Little baby, baby.
Look, there's a picture of them.
Oh, my God.
Okay. With that being said, we have had a very little time to focus on our relationship. Mm. As you can imagine, so much has changed since our baby girl got here. The past few years before that were crazy as well. We struggled with fertility issues, and all of that coupled with very little sleep, things have been rocky. Aww. Your guys' dynamic reminds me so much of my wife and I pre-fertility journey and baby. Aww. Since I started listening to your podcast on my hour drive to and from work, it has inspired me to work hard to rekindle our flame and work on our relationship outside of co-parenting. Don't get me wrong, we still have been very much in love and a team, but like I said before, things easily get pushed to the side. Totally. With everything else in our lives taking priority. I wanted to reach out and say thank you from the bottom of my heart for sharing your uncandid relationship and candid relationship and allowing me to join the sleepover once a week, or in my case, Monday through Friday. I can honestly say it has helped me reconnect with my wife as we move forward in this new chapter of our lives. P.S. I've hated being called a princess since I was a little girl. I prefer queen, but pillow queen doesn't sound so good. So I will nominate myself as Queen Peepee.
I love Queen Peepee. I take that.
Look at their little fan.
Oh my God. That picture is so cool.
They sent two pictures of them and their little baby girl, and they just are so sweet.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Their baby has Converse on vibes.
Oh my God. Little cutie.
I just thought that was such a sweet message because obviously like we're entering that stage and I'm thinking if I were to listen to a podcast from where they are now and I heard people that sounded like how we did before we entered another chapter, that would be it'd be very bittersweet.
Yeah.
And it's just making me feel like this year I really want to focus on like the consistency in our relationship.
Me too.
So that we can soften that blow for when things inevitably
feel
do
a little
get
bit
hard.
More equipped for it.
Yeah. Totally.
And I think that is so normal to go through those times totally. Where like life gets heavy. Tara and I were talking about the other day where we feel like we spend so much time in our house and then this same routine that we don't always like end up connecting every day or feeling that like close passion every day, that we want to mix it up by kind of mixing up our home life. And you can do really little things to change that. Like, yeah. Obviously, bringing a whole life into this world is heavy, and that's going to be your priority for a little while. But there's little things that you guys can do to just kind of, like, get out of those ruts. Obviously, there's so much love there, but sometimes you just need, like, a little excitement. And I don't mean it needs to be big or grand or sexual or whatever. Just kind of doing things in a different order can be special. Or like Tara and I were talking about how we really prioritize our dogs all the time. Like, mm-hmm. We're fucking obsessed with them. But it'd be nice if like at the end of the day, we just go for a walk and talk instead of sitting at the couch at the end of the day. Like, just do something to kind of mix up your day. And
sometimes we'll dance in the kitchen for like 10 minutes. Yeah. And just kind of like chat. Take time and hold each other
a little.
Yeah. Like, we're obviously not pros at it, but I'd love to hear, if you wouldn't mind, Queen PP, sharing your journey as you focus on the rekindle.
Yeah.
What things work, what things don't. It'd be awesome to hear from you. And happy birthday to your baby.
Happy birthday, baby.
Cool, PPs. Well, what a time.
Happy New Year. We love you all so much. Thanks for staying up.
If you wouldn't mind sharing your life wheels with us. This is our favorite.
Love to see them.
Freaking thing. Send them to us via email at stayinguppod@gmail.com, or you can DM us your life wheels. Don't DM us your goss. Email us your goss, but you can DM us your life wheels. And if you do, I'm going to assume it's okay that we post it in like a roundup, but if you don't want us to post it or want you to be a non-holler.
Yeah, let us know. We can always just post the wheel without any names or such.
Yeah. And cool. Tell us any New Year's resis that you have as well. I'd love to hear.
Love you guys. See you next week.
Happy New Year.
Three, two, one.
Happy New Year.
That was a cheek kiss for the peeps. Ooh.